Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As large loss events grow in frequency, severity, and complexity, the insurance industry is being driven to rethink how it manages high-value claims. According to Crawford & Company's Large Loss Claims Review and Outlook Report, inflation, supply chain disruptions, and higher rebuilding standards are significantly increasing the cost and duration of large loss claims. While technologies like AI, drones, and 3D modeling are improving efficiency, the report emphasizes that experienced adjusters remain essential in navigating today's volatile loss environment. Moving forward, insurers will need to combine innovation with deep expertise to deliver effective outcomes in an increasingly challenging landscape. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the report is Paul Kotler. He's U.S. President of Crawford & Company's Global Technical Services. Paul, welcome. Such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lori, thank you for having me.
Paul, what are some of the key findings from the latest report, and how do they reflect the evolving challenges facing the insurance industry today?
Okay, Lori. So we all know that natural catastrophes are a big concern within the insurance industry. And from our large loss claim review, there's three main areas that kind of I want to highlight. One is multiple natural catastrophes. We saw that last year with Helene and Milton. And along those lines with multiple natural catastrophes are what I call black swan events. Could be multiple hurricanes at the same time, a fire in the West Coast or in the forest areas. Really are some of the things that we've seen and that we're challenged with. The other thing is, second would be the climate migration and the shifting weather patterns. We're seeing more commercial properties pushed into other areas within the U.S., and it's really getting complex to assess the risk and the damages that occur throughout the U.S., and finally, the third is the frequency and severity of the weather and the events. Is that a new normal? That's something that we're watching. We've seen it the last few years. And is that something that's going to be continuing? These three things are major challenges and big concerns for us in the claims industry today.
How is the growing complexity of large loss claims, especially in industries like construction and energy, how is that challenging traditional claims processes?
Yes, one of the things that I like to point out is the expansion of technology throughout the U.S. and really highlighting that are data centers. Data centers were once on the coasts, the big cities. Data center development is everywhere now. It's in small communities across the country, in the Midwest. It's throughout the U.S. And with that, and with the frequency of weather and just regular claim events, we're seeing major losses. A single data center from either a natural catastrophe or a regular claim can be multi-billions in claims. With that, the traditional claims process is drastically changing and needs to keep up with these technology-driven high-value losses that we're seeing more and more rapid. That, along with the insurance industry, we must evolve and really address this, not on a coast-to-coast basis, but throughout the U.S.
Today, we're seeing challenges such as supply chain disruptions, inflation, rising labor costs, and others. How are they reshaping large loss valuations and settlement timelines?
Yeah, that's a major area that Crawford is closely monitoring. The economic pressures are really reshaping these large losses in three key areas. One is labor shortages. We're seeing that in the skilled trade areas. Supply chain delays, We're seeing timeliness issues with material, things coming to market, having to ship them overseas, and then basically the rising material costs. We've seen a number of areas of inflation and material costs, and with that, the valuations of the losses increase. Together with all three of these areas, large loss claims are more volatile and harder to close, taking longer, and really requiring adjusters to stay agile and responsive throughout the process.
Earlier, you talked about the rise of natural catastrophes. What role are more frequent extreme weather events playing in driving up the severity and scale of large loss claims? And what strategies should insurers adopt to prepare for overlapping or back-to-back catastrophes affecting the same regions?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we derived out of our report and what we're seeing on a day-to-day and weekly basis is extreme weather is more frequent, severe, and unpredictable. That's driving up the cost, the complexity, and forcing adjusters and insurers to adapt. Two big areas: the widening geographic impact. Losses are throughout the U.S. Events like the flooding in Texas that we just saw a few weeks ago, the flooding in Georgia, the hurricanes that went all the way up through the Carolinas, those we really didn't see in the past. And these are really requiring insurers to rethink risk zones and coverage assumptions. With that, like we saw last year, Helene and Milton, back-to-back storms. It's not monthly or an annual. We're seeing storms come back to back, hitting the same areas and areas that were hit a month earlier or hit being hit again. The risk environment's really volatile. And what we see and what we believe is insurers must blend technology, speed, and preparedness. And educating policyholders in these evolving risks. They have to have comprehensive hub coverage because it's not just wind or tornadoes anymore. Now we're seeing floods. We're seeing hurricanes in North Carolina. That's not typical from previous years.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, speaking of technology, how are technologies like AI, drones, and 3D modeling improving accuracy and efficiency in high-value claims assessment?
Yeah, drones, 3D modeling were thought of in the residential, it's really impacting the commercial market now. When we're looking at large factories, data centers, pharmaceuticals, drones provide immediate aerial views, square footage, and we're able to report fairly quickly on what we think the loss is going to be and how we're going to mitigate it. With that, we have 3D modeling. That's really improved the rapidness that we can estimate the damages, get the factories, get the insureds back into production or back into to being able to do whatever business that they're doing. And then now we have AI, which on top of that really amplifies the speed of recovery, the speed of the adjustment, and really help us within high volume CAT events to triage the claims. I would say that these technologies really are reshaping the large loss workflows, accuracy, and the speed to recovery and getting the insureds back into business.
Well, despite those and other advances in technology, Paul, why does human expertise remain essential in managing large and multi-party loss events?
The first that comes to mind, and I have three, any event and a major loss is a really chaotic event, not only in the community, but to the business. And that requires leadership and chaos. People, not machines, have to provide that leadership. Adjusters lead complex teams throughout the process. Everyone involved, from the broker to the insured, and that really takes leadership to keep everyone focused, calm, and show that empathy that is required. That leads me to the soft skills. A lot of people are affected in losses. You have employees, you have owners, you have stakeholders. And really, that's where the soft skills of adjusting come in. You have to be able to calm people and really help walk them through high impact situations. And then the last is stakeholder alignment. For every insurance claim, it takes a lot of alignment to get the claim settled and get the insured back into production and business. And that's a human. Technology helps, but the stakeholder alignment is very important. So ultimately, you know, technology supports the process, but it's the human insight and leadership that really brings these large and complex losses to resolution.
How should insurers adapt their strategies to manage increasingly complex and costly large loss claims in a more volatile risk environment that we're seeing today?
Yeah, that's a good question. To stay ahead of the rising costs and complexity and volatility, insurers must modernize operations. With modernization requires the human capacity of it, and that's reinforcing the human component of it. So there's really three key areas that I see. Tech-enabled partnerships using the AI, drones, 3D modeling for improved speed, accuracy, and scale. The second is adjuster development. The industry's suffering from lack of years of training and mentorship, and I really think that's going to be the modern approach, is really bringing people and training them to counter the industry's aging workforce. And then the third is the surge-ready infrastructure, quick mobilization to be able to scale and service anywhere in the U.S., or anywhere in the world, frankly, to handle these losses. In summary, the success of the next era of large loss management depends on blending the advanced tools and technology with agile and well-equipped human beings.
Paul, this has been so interesting, so insightful, and it's been a pleasure. I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Lori, thank you.
That was Paul Cutler, U.S. President of Crawford & Company's Global Technical Services. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.